thanks for listening to my podcast. I really appreciate it, and thanks for reading my columns. I'm not a journalist or a reporter, but I do write opinion column commentaries like the one you just heard. I write about American politics and issues for a group of newspapers in Chicago, the Southwest Newspaper Group. I also write about Middle East politics and issues for the Arab News in Saudi Arabia at arabnews.com and for the American Arab Online News and Opinion website, thearabdailynews.com. I archive all my columns on my personal website at thedailyhookah.com, where you can also find info on my books, my biography, and you can contact me. I love to hear what you think, even if we don't agree. I hope you will share your opinions. Recently, I also launched a new website called biasreporting.com, which documents instances of bias and bigotry by the mainstream American news media. I believe today's American mainstream news media is corrupt. Over the years, it has been the driving force fueling the racism and hatred against minorities, including against blacks, Hispanics, Asians, Muslims, Arabs, and especially Palestinians. Oh, sure, some reporters do a great job, but the system is corrupt and broken because many others do not. The news media is the biggest political organization in America today, and it excludes and attacks those who challenge their political biases, their sacred cows, and their bigotry. Instead of being objective and fair reporters, many hide behind the concept of a free press and free press freedoms to twist news to reflect their partisan and subjective views and opinions and to push their favorites. They give you opinion under the fake guise of being objective when they are not. If they like you, they are fair. If they don't like you, you have no chance. Biased reporters can be vicious, and they are the biggest hypocrites. If you criticize them, they whine, cry, foul, and respond with even more venom and bias. I want to change that. America needs an objective and fair news media that reports the facts, not their opinions. And when they do express opinions, they must do so openly and honestly with their names and be accountable for those views. That's what I do. I hope you check it out and visit biasreporting.com. I also hope you support all my online efforts on Facebook and on Twitter. Thank you again for your time and your support.